Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit.
What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Holy shit, dude.
Woo! Damn. Okay, morning. Morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're catching the show, good, whatever the heck it is for you. Good Thursday, good Friday, good about to get your freak show on, good whatever's happening is good. Welcome to From the Mind of Chaos. I would be Chaos. This would be me. I am sitting here with a tub of coffee. So the pauses are the refueling, just so you guys know. And it's so good this morning. I need it. I don't drink much of it anymore. But when I do on special occasions like show days, I just, it's like a warm blanket. That kind of warm blanket. I was going to get one in over the weekend, and I don't mean get it in, I mean get one in, and everything just fell through. So at the bare minimum, it's going to be every Thursday morning or every Monday morning. So we'll see what plays out. So there's quite a few of you that listen. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good looking out. Let's do the morning housekeeping and see what we got so far.
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Can you come back in an hour?
Housekeeping, you want towels?
I want towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want men for pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Love that movie. It's awesome. And I'm sure you all know what it is, but in case some of you are sitting there going, God, I know that clip. I know it. It's from Tommy Boy. Great. It's awesome. One of the funniest movies ever. So you want to find me? You can. Stalk me however you want to. It's all right. At effing chaos. The network, the quote-unquote network, which actually is rebounding a little bit. And I'll say a little bit more about that here in a few, but that is at chaos_radio. Find Tommy Noodles. He is out there, and Tommy Noodles is a big part of what happens around here. He runs the Idiots in a Box page. I think he's at Tommy Noodles or at Idiots, the letter N, I believe, a box. Well, find out. I forget exactly. Hollywood, who just got back from vacation, saw no sharks. If you listen to the other show, Sports Our Way, you know that he always ends it on Ride a Shark because he did once, which, you know, sounds like, oh my God, I can't believe it, especially, but it was a lemon shark and it was perfectly safe and he had a good time and then he grew a beard, so I don't know if it was, I don't know what he should be doing. I don't know. Let's see. Oh, what can be said after that? Oh, Gov. Why don't you reach out to Gov? See how he's enjoying retirement. At Governor_Baines, congratulate him on his new baby that's on the way. And Scotty at Kendall Scott. Whatever you want to do. It's all good. Now, all right, so I'll just get into this real quick. I'm also going to do a show on Saturday for some of you who don't know about it. How this all started, this whole microphone in front of me speaking, was at a little radio station over in Huntington Beach, California. And the first show that was done was with Tommy Noodles. And, we call it Idiots in a Box. And we'd be doing that on Saturday. So if you want to check it out, so the two of us, it's really nonsense. It's a bunch of nonsense. We'll talk about stuff that's going on in the world of just the craziness that's out there. His takes are amazing. He's super funny. Sometimes he lets me talk. It's crazy, but it's a good time. So, he is a big part of it all. So, Idiots in a Box. See what happens. Anyway, so radio stations seem like they need a hook, right? So when you, not just stations, I'm sorry, but radio shows, sometimes they need a hook. They need a tease. They need a way to, I don't know, close out a segment or open a segment. I used to have one that was full of expletives, and I've tried to cut that back because, you know, over the years I've been told it's not a good idea, and over the years I said, forget it, I don't care what you say, I'm going to do it anyway, and then I realized that it's not a good idea. It turns off a lot of people, a lot of sponsors, a lot of people who might help take the show to a different place. So I'll try to cut back on it. And sometimes, like, I just don't think people think things through. So one that I heard yesterday on satellite radio is you don't, like, it was a bad thing. Don't end up being a statistic. You know, it was some, I think it was on MSNBC or CNBC, some report I was hearing, you know, about, you know, financial crashes and stuff like that. And that was the dumbest one I've ever heard, because what I don't think people understand is we're all statistics. We're all some form of statistic, one way or another, whether it be, I don't know, whether, you know, a single white male, single white female, a man who enjoys crazy amounts of sex, woman who doesn't want to have any type of sex, woman who has a child, man who is single. It's a statistic. You're going to fall in some sort of statistical category. So I guess, like, I'm listening to it and I'm thinking that wasn't well thought out of. That wasn't well thought out. That wasn't thought through at all. That wasn't anything that – it made no sense. And the trick is, I guess in my mind, here's the trick, is – it's not like you do or don't want to end up being a statistic, which is easy for me to say. It's more about if you want to – what statistic you want to end up as, you know, where you want to be, how you want it to go. And if you can end up in the statistical category that you want, you completed your life, you know, you hit the nail on the head. That's for sure. That's what we're hoping for. So I heard that and I was like, I don't think that's very good at all. Right. That was not the way to go about that. No, thank you. But I don't know. Everybody, I guess, no, but I don't know. I was going to try to back out of it and let him have his day. No. I don't think that's anything. No. So, let's see. I'm at the end because I'm typing. Sorry. I'm trying to get everything. Multitasking is not my strength. So anybody, I obviously I'm like everybody else. I'm out there on Facebook, and if you guys do follow me on Facebook, some of the takes that you hear, you may have read on Facebook, but people watching is amazing to me. It really is. It's something that, like, if you just sit back, and granted, you need a little bit of a twisted mind to kind of, you know, play scenario one out in your head, scenario two out in your head, things like that. The deal is, like, walking around town, it's amazing. Like, you see so much. There was, like, people are truly afraid of themselves, I think. I think people are scared of who they are. Like, we're all, but a lot are trying to hold on to what they were, or, you know, there's always that Ed Bundy scenario to where, you know, you remember who I was in college? Well, in a lot of cases, it really seems like people are trying to hold on to that high school themselves instead of who they are today. I'm walking and it looks like that there's no doubt that this dude had size 38 shorts on, which is big enough in itself, but he should have been wearing at least a 42 to a 48. I mean, these shorts look like they were spandex, and I'm looking at, I mean, they're held up by safety pins, and the gut was hanging over too far. I mean, it was almost like a curtain for, you know, his junk. I guess it dawned on me, like, why would somebody just not go out and you know, buy the appropriate stuff and be comfortable? And the only things I can come up with is, so I'm looking at this guy, trying, like, not to take him into the closest store to get him. I mean, I'll buy him for you, dude. If it's money, I may not have a lot. I'm not the richest guy on the block by any stretch. But nobody, like, children should not have to see that. That's gonna ruin somebody. You've given up on all hope of any type of sexual activity. I mean, if you're thrown in the white flag, that's one thing. If you just want the pride of saying you wear 38s, that's nothing to be proud of, dude. Nothing at all. And it's something that kind of makes me go, I feel a little bad for you. You were gonna cry here. That's not good. So that kind of, you know, I didn't say anything to him. I just, you know, threw on the headphones and kept going. And I'm just thinking, like, guys can peacock too. Like, I stand next to that dude, and I'm the hottest dude on the planet, which, you know, it takes a lot of work for that. People are crazy. I felt bad for him, but without dudes like that, my day is a little bit less fun. It's not as great. And speaking of Facebook, look, I know, like, people who try to get strategic with their profile pictures. I get it. It's something that, you know, people take pride in, or some people don't care. They'll just throw up whatever they want. But please do me a favor. Just do me a huge favor. The ones that are, like, I don't know, 3 inches in front of your face to where I can see, you know, the snot coming out of your nose and the zit that you popped the other day. Can you do me a favor? Can you leave those alone? Just don't. Like, put up a picture of your cat or something. You know, people are going to think you're a little creepy, but they're not going to think you're, you know, going to see your snaggle tooth and all that. Or at least get out there a little bit further to where it looks like a normal picture. I mean, the ones where it looks like you're going to deep throat the camera, those aren't good. Nobody wants to see that. I'm not the gospel on all this, but no, it's not what you want to do. Just saying. So, sad day in a couple of weeks here. John Stewart's going off the air. And I was way late to this party. Way late. Like, within the past year. That's it. And I was watching him the other night, and he had Obama on. And, you know, John Stewart's been, without him, you know, we're talking, you know, we wouldn't have shows like Bill Maher. We wouldn't have shows like, I don't know, just name all the shows like his, and it probably came from him. So watching the president on there the other night, it was solid. It was cool. I mean, the president was engaging, pretty much talked the whole time. Stewart really didn't get a chance to ask many questions. The president just kind of ran with whatever he asked and was pretty gracious and said, you know, how good he's been for the country. And that's pretty cool. Like, politics is a tough thing to talk about for some. We used to do a show, Snowflake and I used to do a show called Politics and Bullshit. And we would talk it. And part of the allure of doing a political show was you just knew that as people listened, it was going to fire them up. You know, we're gonna touch some sort of hot button. Whether you were to the right, whether to the left, conservative, liberal, it didn't matter. I mean, there was going to be something in there. And you get more hate mail, I would say, when you do a political show. these guys, you know, they just made it funny. And, you know, a lot of times when you're watching it, you don't realize it, but you walk away so much more informed. It's great. But so when he leaves, which I think it's 3 weeks away now, it'll be pretty bummed. And I know someone else is coming in to do the show and all that, but and it may be great. You know, it's Johnny Carson went to Jay Leno, and this is kind of like what the same passing of that baton is going to be like. So, you know, we'll see. So, you know, in case you were, you know, under a rock or something, didn't know, take a look and see what he's got going out there, and you'll be, you know, it's a great show, that's for sure. It's a great show. So what else is going on? Sports is slow right now. This is a time when, like, we talk sports and all we can talk about is the upcoming football season, or, you know, how NBA has kind of shaped their off season. We don't get to talk about too much what's going on. I mean, baseball's happening, but let's be honest. I mean, yeah, who cares? I know. That's what I keep telling Hollywood. Some people care. Not a lot, though. It's a who cares. It's like, all right, whatever, you know. So as we're going through this, as we're walking through what top to go through, like traveling, you know, we're watching a time when I was looking at tickets to go to Vegas. And we go to Vegas every, every kickoff weekend for football. This is the first year that I went to Price tickets. That one airline, Delta, actually reached $1,000 for a ticket from the Midwest to Las Vegas. I was like, I mean, there's times when you look at it, you could fly to China for $1,000. And, like, you got to be out of your damn mind. There is no way a ticket to Las Vegas from the Midwest should be that much money. That, like, it's like you talk about by hook or by crook. I mean, so luckily I had a hookup, and it ended up being about $300, but I got to fly standby, which flying back from Vegas standby, never a good thing. Never a good thing. You'll end up in the airport for about 3 to 4 days flying back, so I'm going to have to change that. But by the time you're paying $500, let's just say that's what it ends up being for, you know, somebody who doesn't have a buddy pass or anything like that, you're paying another $20-$30 for the bag charge. You're paying probably another $20 for the internet on the plane. I mean, for all that, by the time, you know, just the traveling is done for one person, you know, it's $600-$700. And that's not even international. That's domestic. Nothing should be that expensive. Nothing that, as far as flying like that. It's stupid. I mean, if you want to take a family on vacation, I got Indy Willie, who, you know, used to do a show with us as well, who I need to get on, hilarious, takes his family to Orlando every year to go to Disneyland. Look, he's probably high when he's doing it. Don't get me wrong. That's probably the only way to go. I mean, really, Disneyland. I mean, where the Cokes are $3 to $4, depending on how hot it is out there, speaking of prices. But, I mean, that's just, you know, $1,500 in airfare just to go. It's ridiculous. It's horrible. And like, we talk all the time, you hear all the time about how the middle class is dwindling down. You know, how there's either the upper class or there is the, you know, no class, pretty much. And that's horrible. And, you know, who's helping it out? Nobody's helping get into the middle class. When you talk about how many more jobs there are and unemployment rate going down, look, certain areas in the country, we talked about last time, the minimum wage is like $7.50. You can't even get a full tank of gas on that type of wage, it seems like. It's horrible. Horrible. Middle class is totally shrinking. And it's like you look around and you wonder why crime is going crazy. People are stealing bread so they can eat. It ain't easy. And I don't know that it's getting any easier. You know, we talk about being a statistic in the category that you want to be a statistic of. Like, to take chances and to say, all right, I'm going to leave my low-paying, going-nowhere job to take a shot at something I want to do. You know, you really have to just know that it doesn't work, which it probably won't work. Hopefully it does, but the percentages a lot of times aren't in your favor. You just got to be prepared for that, I guess. You got to be like, all right, I'll claim bankruptcy and just see what happens. But what does they say, die with your boots on? Give it a shot? I don't know. So, yeah, people watching, amazing. Keep doing it. Like, that's like, initially, that's how this show started. That's exactly how it totally started, was that, you know, we're just kind of taking a look at what was going on and kind of clowning on people, because people are funny. They crack me up, you know. And like, it's significance. Like, even myself, and what I think about how I'm, you know, I get told that I should be careful what I post on Facebook. Okay, all right. Or what's going to happen? What's going to happen? The Facebook police are going to come get me? Someone's going to report me? I've had posts reported, and look, it's crazy to think that by a swipe of a finger, I guess, I could be banned from this forum. You know how many forums there are now? Between Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Facebook is nothing anymore. I mean, it's really the way that you keep up with your family or find some interesting news articles. That's really about it. So, you know, just get out there and just screw it. Do it your own way. All right, look, I just need to get a show out there. Saturday, 8 o'clock p.m., Idiots in a Box, all right? And look, hopefully some of this was insightful. Definitely Jon Stewart. Check him out because he's on his way out. Sunday I will have another show out, and it will be one of the best shows I've had in about the past 6 months. So, yeah, we're putting some good work into that one. Anyway, so look, I got to end this one, finish the coffee, get the content going. With that, I'm out.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.